A special guest this morning. Got a couple of special guests this morning. April, and let me get make sure I get everybody's names right. April Harris is here. The founder and CEO of the Black Arts Council of Racine is here. And we'll tell you another other special guest in just a moment. But April, tell us about the, before we get to the competition and our winner here today, tell us about the our Black Arts Council of Racine. If you founded it, when did it start? What's its goal? What's its purpose?
Hello, everyone. We founded the Black Arts Council in 2018. It's an organization. It's a 501c3 organization that highlights and promotes local Black artists here in Racine and in the surroundings, other cities as well, but mostly Racine. So that's what we do. We've done numerous things, poetry contest. We've done just poetry events. We've done even drawing contests through the organization, different things like that. So, yes.
Okay. How many people are members of the organization?
We haven't really done membership as much, but we do have a board. And so there are people that are volunteers and things that help us out for the with the events. Yes.
Well, that's good. Let's get to the competition you had. This was a talent competition.
Yes.
And the ages were involved in the competition? How old did you have to be? What was the cutoff? What was the beginning age?
The ages were 8 to 18. So you had to be 8 to 18. So, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have the winner here.
Yes.
How many people were in the competition, by the way?
There were like 50 participants, but as far as like the different talents that competed, it was probably up to 12. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's tough. Mm-hmm. If it was me, two people would be tough.
Yeah.
And we have the winner here, Abreus Edwards. Abreus, how old are you?
10 years old.
10 years old. Whoa. What a great age. Mm-hmm. 13, not so good. That's a bad age. 13 to 16, not so good. But 10 is just right. So perfect. So you got involved with the comp. I mean, I got to tell you, he is dressed like better than anybody else in this building today. Oh, why? I didn't realize we were both wearing red shirts today. Great minds think alike. What can I tell you? And your talent is what now?
Violin.
The violin. How long have you been playing it?
34 years.
34 years?
3 to 4.
Oh, 3 to 4 years. Just checking. 3 to 4 years. Why'd you pick the violin?
Because I just wanted to try a new instrument, and there was these two violinists on YouTube that inspired me.
Whoa, that's good. Wow. Now, what kind of music do you play on your violin?
Christian
music. Now, what school do you go to? You told me this.
I go to Hope Christian School.
And where is that located?
On Douglas Avenue.
Okay. Are you good in school? Got good grades?
Yes.
That's, you got to have good grades. But playing a violin, what a talent to have. Do you want to stick with it? Do you think that's going to be the only instrument you play, or you want to branch out and get other instruments?
I think it's gonna be the only instrument that I play.
Yeah, I was telling you guys off the air. My brother plays. He plays the guitar, the piano, well, actually the organ. Plays harmonica. He plays the clarinet. He can play everything. I'm learning the piano, and I'm the worst student because I don't practice. If I practiced, I'd probably be good mediocre. If I practiced, but I don't practice. And if you're gonna practice a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. In just a minute, you're gonna give us a little sample, right? He brought his violin in today, and we're going to get a little sample of it. I don't want you to be nervous. This is just a conversation between all of us here. So give us what kind of talent was in the competition?
Different kinds of talent. We had dance groups. We had kids that did acrobatics, solo singers, and then, of course, the violin.
How do you judge? You know, it's one thing to judge a violin player against a violin player.
Mm-hmm.
How do you judge acrobatics against a violin player? How do you judge a violin player against a singer? I mean, that's got to be tough because there's so many, it's so different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this may be the best acrobatic team you ever saw, but against a great violinist, I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, and then, yeah, it was, with the different ages as well. So, yeah, we had three awesome judges, and they judged them with, you know, different creativity, their presence, their style, different things like that. So, Yeah, they picked out three winners, and Abreus was number one.
I can never be a judge. I'd feel awful because you're breaking someone's dreams, and I don't want to be that person that ruined your, you know, your day or whatever. I didn't win. And, you know, it's just, I couldn't do that. That's why I would never be a judge on these things, because I couldn't deal with the guilt afterwards. That's just the way I am. Well, that's great. So what other things does the Black Arts Council do besides the talent competition?
We produced like four plays.
Oh, really?
So we do produce plays. We do different things like that. So,
Okay, what kind of plays? Can you give us any of the information?
We did a play a couple years ago, Pipeline. We just done a stage reading with seven women about stories about seven women. So that was a stage reading. We did that at Starbucks. We do a lot of our plays at the Unified School. So,
yeah, right down the block here, Starbucks. Yeah. Well, that's great. I take lessons, piano lessons with a little girl. She was about 8 years old when we started. Now she's 12 years old. She could just do this. She plays the viola. She plays the piano. Wow. And she just has this talent where she could just do it. And she just picks up the piano, and I see her play with two hands. I say, how are you doing that? How are you reading two different? Do you know anything about music?
A little bit.
Well, I thought all music is on one staff, the G staff. And then I found out there's another one called the F clef, or the bass staff, and the notes are in different orders on the staff.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, how do you keep track of that? Well, that's your left hand, that's your right hand. Again, how do you keep track? Guy at our church plays the piano. And I said to him, how do you do the left hand when you're trying to concentrate on the right hand? He says, I keep it real simple with the left hand. You're right. It's very difficult, but I keep it real simple. And if I don't, then I get confused. So, yeah, I can see you play an instrument.
I used to play violin, clarinet, and
look at you.
But not as good as...
Was it my in practice?
Nah.
That's what did me in. Oh, I can't wait to hear this now. What are you going to play for us?
Trust in God.
Trust in God. Okay, why don't you do what you got to do now. Get ready with your violin. Get ready enough. You have to practice. And if there's anything in the way here, tell me. We'll get it out of the way. And this is going to be Abreus Edwards, 10 years old. Playing our violin. You want to do it over there? You can play. I'm going to just turn this microphone toward you. Okay, go ahead, Abreus. that was fantastic. And you know what I noticed? Once you close, April, I noticed he's not even looking at the end. He's looking around the room. Yes. Not even paying attention to the end. It just comes natural. Abreus, I got to say something. That was just fantastic. I see a big career ahead for you. What now, besides playing the music, the violin, what else do you want to do in life, Dave? You made that up yet? See, at your age, I wanted to be an ice cream man or a stock car driver. Those are my two choices, and I did neither. So what are you looking for in life?
I kind of want to be like a gospel rapper, kind of.
A rapper? Yeah, there's a career that you can always, you know, depend on. A rapper. Do you do any raps now?
Yes.
Oh, could you give us a little bit? Do you do it off the top of your head or no? I'm not going to pin you on this if you don't want to do it. You don't want to do it?
No.
Okay. When you're famous, though, I want you to come in here first, all right? You'll do your first rap here. That's good. Well, that's great to have. This is fantastic. Any of your friends play instruments?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Wow. What made you pay? Who got you started in music, by the way? Did this come to you one day, or your mom, or?
It was just YouTubers. I seen it on YouTube.
Oh, that's right, the YouTubers.
Wow. I seen it on YouTube.
Who knew something good would come out of YouTube? Never dreamed it could happen. Well, that's fantastic. Well, congratulations. 10 years old. You're on your way. That's great. That's amazing. 10 years old making music out of that box.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I better practice more. I got to practice. Okay, April, so what's ahead now for the group, for the organization?
So we have a Poetry in the Park coming up sometime this month, probably the fourth or third week of this month on the weekend.
So what is that going to call again?
Poetry in the Park.
Poetry in the Park, okay.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have Poetry in the Park. And then, we do things like back to school, book bag giveaways, too. So we'll be having that at the end of this month. But, yeah, a few things coming up. We have our annual things coming up. February, we have our award ceremony. So, yeah, Abreus might be one of the ones receiving an award on the Black History Month of February. So we do that annually. Just a few things, in the community.
I can't believe what I just heard.
Yes.
I can't believe it. That's fantastic. So, Poetry in the Park, what park are we talking about?
I'm thinking we still got to get a park because they're all booked up like this summer.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm looking at Pritchard Park, but yeah. So yeah, there'll be food trucks and then a few poets from Milwaukee and Racine and Kenosha, wherever. But yeah, we do the Poetry in the Park as well.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. I wish I had a talent like that. Mm-hmm. I just, writing, poetry. It's something you really can entertain yourself with.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm just floored by what I heard here. Glad I got a picture. Glad we got it. And we're going to podcast this so the world is going to be able to hear it now. Mm-hmm. And who knows? And by the way, if you get anything out of this, 15% off the top goes to me, just so you know. Well, this is fantastic. Thank you very much, April.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you need to tell us that I don't know about yet?
Not that I can think of, but thank you for having us.
Okay, so I want you to keep us abreast of all your activities going around, okay?
Definitely.
And if you don't hear me respond to it, nag me a little bit because I'm slow.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, this is fantastic. Abreus, I can't begin to tell you how proud I am of you. You are a talented young man. Shirt and tie today. That's nice. All right. I like that. So, and school's starting soon.
Mm-hmm.
When does it start for here in Racine?
Like September 3rd or something, around there.
I hear these people, it started like in mid-August. Mid-August?
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair.
That's right.
I used to hate mid-August because my department store where I live said, back to school sale going on. Back to school? You got 3 weeks. What are you back into school now for? Mm-hmm. Give me a break. Mm-hmm. It just started summer. But you like school? That's a no.
Kinda.
No, that's a no. when I get a pause like that, that's a no. But I know, school's kind of annoying. It gets in the way of all the fun. But do you do well in school? That's a no. That's a yes. He doesn't want to say yes. I know you do well in school. You look like that person who does well in school. Well, thank you very much, Abreus. I think this is fantastic. I think you did a great job today. I'm very proud of you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. And don't forget about us. When you start getting your own group together, you come back here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Abreus. April, thank you very much. Who did you bring with you today?
We brought Kimberly Davidson. She's actually a team team member of ours for our programs and things like that.
Okay.
And Angela, his grandma.
This is just amazing. Thank you guys for coming in today, Abreus. Thank you very much. Congratulations on your win. Okay?
Okay.
All right. April and Abreus. Abreus is the winner of the Youth Talent Contest from the Black Arts Council of Racine, and April Harris is the founder and CEO, looking for big things from everybody.